Michigan's cancer profile. It's cause for unease, especially if you live or work near polluted waterways or land. Federal health data shows that where you live could determine whether you'll get cancer and what type. Journalist Norm Sinclair looks at the cancer hotspots in Michigan for the August issue of D Business Magazine, and he joins us now from Oakland County. Welcome to the program, Norm.
Thank you, Cindy.
Well, you have pored through and you have parsed the data that's available from the National Cancer Institute and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and then you've talked with experts. But let's start with the data. What did you learn about the cancer rates in our state?
Well, it's surprising to see that in addition to the fact that in four or five cancers, Michigan ranks in the top 20 nationally, we have four counties, Tuscola, Wexford, Osceola, and Marquette, that have double the national average for thyroid, childhood cancer, kidney, and brain cancer. And then we have three counties and their adjacent counties, Tuscola, Bay, and Lapeer, on the south side of the Saginaw Bay, the Saginaw River, and they are among the state's leaders in six different cancers. They share three in each county, and then there is a cancer in each of those three that are not common to the others. But they're adjacent to each other, and the amazing thing is Bay County sits next door to Aranac County to the north, and Aranac County doesn't even show up in our statistics.
Huh.
So it's all on the south side of that watershed.
And tell us, Norm, we know that genetics plays such a major role in one's likelihood of getting cancer, for instance, breast cancer. Lifestyle choices such as the direct link between smoking and lung cancer. Do health experts feel that geography is equally as important?
They are cautiously so. And you mentioned breast cancer and lung cancer. We stayed away from those kinds of cancers, colon cancer, anything that could be attributed to lifestyle, smoking, obesity. And we looked at nine cancers, cancer of the kidney, pancreas, thyroid, bladder, leukemia, brain, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and children cancers, which the Institute lists in two different categories, children under 20 and children under 15. We try to isolate those where you could look at geography, environment, and see if there are any dots you could connect.
So how clear-cut are the dots between the incidence of cancer and the environment?
Well, it's amazing. When you look at the data, and they have a wonderful website where you can get on the state of Michigan map by county, and you plug in the information you're looking for, say leukemia, and it brings up the map in color. And the hotspot counties are highlighted in red. And if you put your cursor on a county, it immediately gives you a reading on the incident rate. And when you do that, for all of these cancers, you see a fairly startling pattern up around the Saginaw Bay area, coming down from the Tititiwaukee River, the Saginaw River, and into Saginaw Bay. Four counties on the south side of those rivers show up as probably the hottest spots for cancer in the state of Michigan, All on the south side of those rivers. Very little on the north side. So, and again, that follows the flow of the river on the south side out into Lake Huron and then down east coast of Michigan.
And what is the environmental history and the industrial history of that area, Norm?
Well, the, you know, the number one culprit that everybody points to is the Dow Chemical plant, which from 1890 to 1970, discharged all kinds of waste that later were found out to be carcinogenic into the river. And, you know, the cleanup continues to today. It's one of the largest cleanup, Superfund cleanup sites in the state of Michigan.
And Michigan, despite the slogan of pure Michigan, there are a number of these EPA Superfund cleanup sites, are there not?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, to go back to that Saginaw Bay, Tittabawassee River area, you're talking about 1,443 square miles. The south portion of the bay, you've got 22 miles of the Saginaw River and a 24-mile stretch of the Tittabawassee River as well. So that watershed up there is about 4,000 acres. You know, they have been cleaning that up probably for the last 10, 15 years.
I'm speaking with journalist Norm Sinclair, who looks at Michigan's cancer hotspots for the August issue of D Business Magazine. And Norm, you spoke of a website where people can actually look at a map of Michigan, look at by county, and discover which are the hotspots. Whose map exactly is that?
It's called the State Cancer Profiles, and statecancerprofiles.cancer.gov map. And when you bring that up, It has a box on the left side of the page where you put in the cancer that you're looking at, the category. We used people under 65, up to age 65.
Okay. I'm interested in trends, Norm. As you look at these hotspots, what do they have in common?
Lakes, rivers, basically, and a history of environmental abuse. Through industry.
But with these common trends and as we talked about connecting the dots between past industrial abuse and then current incidence of cancer, it really seems the epidemiologist and the oncologist who spoke with you are pretty cautious, actually hesitant about actually connecting those lines between what industry's done in the past and cancer rates in populations today. Why is it so tough for scientists to make that direct connection?
Absolutely. Well, you know, as Dr. Jadranka Drakovic, she's an oncologist from Henry Ford Health System and a noted expert on environmental cancer. As she explained it to me, the difficulty is you're looking at data today. You're looking at those areas today. You're not looking at them 40 or 50 years ago when some of these abuses took place. So you're looking at a sanitized version of maybe a stretch of river or a sanitized version of the landscape as it is today, but not how it was then. And, scientists are, as you well know, are very reluctant to connect dots. She thought when she looked at our statistics that, you know, maybe it's time to sort of look at where, you know, there is smoke, there's fire. Kind of thing, and take a closer look at some of these areas.
That scientific reticence, I can only imagine, has to be frustrating if you're raising your family in one of those counties to the south of the Saginaw Bay along that lake here on shoreline like Macomb or St. Clair or Sanilac or Wayne. That has to be very, very frustrating to people who want to feel that there can be action taken and swift action to protect themselves and their families.
Absolutely. Well, you know, if you look at St. Clair County, where the incident rate for kidney cancer is high, and you look closer there, and they have a very curious and strange cancer cluster in children called Wilms tumor, and it's rare across the country. One child in 500 may come down with it. Yet they have had 8 cases since 2000, and some are in the same school district. And in the case of 2 families, the mothers are friends. And they have been studying that for the last 3 years. The study is about to come to an end, but they're not any closer to pinning down a cause than they were 3 years ago.
That is hard for a layperson to embrace. The other thing I've noted from your story in D Business is this is clearly not a Southeast Michigan issue. It reaches up into the Upper Peninsula, to the Northern Lower Peninsula. So really throughout the state, there seems to be areas of hotspots. But West Michigan, Southwest Michigan in particular, seems to not be in that profile. Am I correct?
Yeah, they have, you know, little pockets but nothing, not the size of the study that we saw in northern Lower Michigan.
Norm, what is Lansing's position on all of this? We know Washington is putting money in for cleanup through the EPA's Superfund site. What's being done in Lansing?
Well, the DEQ is Department of Environmental Quality, is partnering with the federal government and the EPA and all of this. I mean, they're very, very concerned, and they are partners in every one of the cleanups that are going on across the state. Unfortunately, you know, the state of Michigan hasn't had the kind of resources to put into this kind of study or the detailed studies that you would probably need. For instance, you know, the largest Superfund site in the state and one of the largest in the entire Midwest, where they're budgeting something like $354 million, both the federal government and the Michigan DEQ, is a cleanup around the animal feed fertilizer plant in St. Louis in Gratiot County. And that goes back to an old boogaboo PBB ingestion in cattle and animals back, 40 years ago.
Those of us who grew up in Michigan remember those stories coming out, and it's hard to believe it's been 40 years and the cleanup's still going on.
Absolutely. I mean, this is now a whole new stage of cleanup they're talking about, but to refresh the listeners, we're talking about 33,000 head of cattle were destroyed at that time and buried in state-approved sites in Mayo and Kalkaska County. Numerous hundreds of millions, I guess, of chickens and pigs and sheep and rabbits and other things from farms were all buried at that time. And there is still, and again, back to a theme of plants being adjacent to rivers, we've got the Pine River, where this plant stood right on the banks there. And the government agencies are now estimating it's going to cost another $354 million for this round of cleanup. You were talking about the budgetary restraints of the state. The state has been conducting studies on folks and, you know, generations of people from that area right up until a year or so ago when they were tracking 4,000 folks in that area, but they have now farmed it out to Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, where they're going to continue to monitor it because the state, has sort of run out of patience and money to continue that study.
I'm hearing complicated, lengthy, not easily accomplished cleanups. I'm hearing painstaking and slow epidemiological studies. And this really can be one of those stories that makes one feel very, very powerless. Norm, is there anything you think that people who live in these cancer hotspots can do to protect themselves?
I would say, be very leery of the drinking water. You would be better served, I think, with bottled water than drinking water, because there's a lot of, in doing the research, you go back over areas that were at one time contaminated and there was leaching into the groundwater, and the scientific results showed that the water is now safe. Yet you see these cleaned up places are in or adjacent to these pockets of cancer, and contaminated groundwater, contaminated drinking water, I think seems to be a common theme in a lot of these cleanup areas.
Are people doing anything as a community in regions to push for faster action or greater vigilance?
Well, you know, I'm in talking to the folks in, say, Wexford County. I spoke to the head of the community health organization up there, and he was not surprised by the numbers that I threw at him. But he was also of the opinion that sort of research is being done in Lansing at the universities, and they really have no ability to put their arms around it.
Norm Sinclair's story, Cancer Hotspots, is in the August issue of D Business Magazine, and Norm was kind enough to speak with us from Oakland County. Thank you so much, Norm Sinclair.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.